One of our family's favorite Christmas books focuses on the innkeeper. In the book, the innkeeper is a really grouchy guy. One night, he's awakened by a knock at the door. He stumbles downstairs and opens the door, only to find a very young woman and not so young man asking for a place to stay. "We're Mary and Joseph," they say, "and we're looking for a room." When the innkeeper tells them that the inn is full, they look at him pleadingly. Not very generously, he sends them to the barn behind the inn, trudges upstairs, and gets back in bed. A few minutes later, there's another knock at the door. The innkeeper, irritated to be roused from his bed again, clomps down the stairs and flings open the door. There stand some shepherds, dusty and dirty and smelling like sheep. "We're looking for Mary and Joseph," they say. The innkeeper looks at them like, "Really?" and sends them back to the barn. Then he plods back upstairs and gets in bed. Only to hear, a few minutes later, yet another knock at the door. He can hardly stand it. Really annoyed at this point, he pounds downstairs and throws open the door. There stand three wise men. The innkeeper cannot believe it, especially when they say, "We're looking for..." Before they even finish saying the names, the innkeeper points and barks, "Out back." Then he climbs upstairs, gets back in the bed, and is almost asleep when, all of a sudden, his room is flooded with light and he hears all kinds of noises. Bells ringing, voices singing, animals baaing and bleating. He flies to the window to see what in the world is happening and is only slightly surprised to see that all the commotion is coming from, you guessed it, the barn. Well, by this time, the innkeeper has had enough of these people. He puts on his robe and heads down the stairs to confront Mary and Joseph, who have been nothing but a nuisance since they first showed up. He stomps downstairs outside and heads toward the light and the noise, determined to deal with them once and for all. He gets to the barn door, takes a deep breath, and heaves it open. And then, of course, he sees what all the fuss is about, a baby. Everyone is gathered around a tiny newborn baby, and that baby changes everything. "A baby," exclaims the innkeeper in awe and wonder. His whole demeanor is transformed. He understands all those things that irritated and infuriated him in a whole new light, and he rushes to make sure that the baby has what he needs. One of the reasons that the innkeeper's story makes us smile is that we recognize how blind he is to what is really going on. We realize how misguided he is. He thinks all the coming and going is a huge bother. But we know that it's all part of the preparation for the most amazing event that any of us could ever imagine. We love the moment when the innkeeper marches out to the barn ready to let everybody have it and is overcome by a baby. And we know that it's not just any baby, it's baby Jesus. This baby is how God chooses to come among us. To be born in a barn to a teenage mother and her bewildered husband and tended by lowly shepherds. It is so not what the innkeeper expected, and so not what we usually expect either. It's astounding how easy it is to be like the innkeeper, blustery and pessimistic and put upon by whatever circumstances come our way. The events of this year have been notably distressing and divisive. It's hard not to be on the defensive, beset by fear about what is unfolding in the world around us and uncertainty about the future. 2,000 years ago, it wasn't much different. The world was in turmoil then, too. But the birth of a refugee baby and his life, death, and resurrection remind us that no person or thing is beyond God's love, God's redemption, and God's transformation. As the angel said to the shepherds, "Do not be afraid. God is at work gloriously and unexpectedly. Anticipate it with wonder, approach it with awe, and experience it with joy." Merry Christmas. Thank you.